that RF finder, I mean, that's a nice one. I'd love to have one of those, but God darn, that's an expensive radio. I mean, I don't know if the functionality justifies the price point.
KN4TFW Mobile.
I'm with you, Andrew. I just don't know if I can justify that kind of expense for an HT.
And yeah, I'm with you there. Like I said, the APRS, it's good on the HTs, but I would say around here, especially, the coverage is kind of iffy, so I don't know how well you get picked up, and you'd really want to run a mag mount antenna on top of the car for it to really give you the functionality you want, just because that little, even the 19-inch whip, still only going to do so good.
I get up here across the state line, and I can't get any APRS signals as it is. There's no DigiPeter or iGates up here spitting it back out.
Yeah, there's one, shoot, I don't know, let me get on the map. I mean, there's a couple big ones around here, but yeah, you get up 26 in the North Carolina, and I know you go up 25 in the Hendersonville. Those, you get kind of sketchy. There's not as good a coverage right there. And even towards like the north part of Spartanburg, not real great coverage for the APRS. So, all right, gentlemen, I'm going to have to say 7-3. I need to walk on in this plant and start getting ready for the 6 o'clock meeting. So y'all be safe out there on the road, and I will be clear on your final KO4CEF.
7-3 is Andrew. Have a good day. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX.
73, Andrew. Enjoy your meeting. KN4TFW.
Morning, Ken.
Yeah, doing pretty good. Can't complain. And yourself?
Other than having to be out of bed before 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm doing okay.
Got one.
Pulled up here.
For the wind chills to get lower and lower as the we get into the weekend. They're saying Saturday it's going to be in the negatives.
I know yesterday on the way home, I couldn't hear anybody else on the radio, so flipped it over there. And it was saying -8 up here with a wind chill. And last night, I mean, that's just going to be blistering cold.
Won't be no fun to be out in it. You won't be able to put on enough clothes to fight that wind.
The wind will just cut right through you at that.
Next morning.
It's 15 degrees up here where I'm at right now. Temperature's still dropping.
I'm calling it 32 here in Greer.
Real quickly. I've just started down the mountain.
Heat going in here now.
Going in the back of the truck. That way I've got a warm place to get when I get over here, and you get all that metal cold in the back of this tool truck trying to get it warm, you'll be all day.
What does it have that it stays on all the time?
It's got a propane furnace back there.
Makes it nice. At least you're not sitting in the cold while you wait for it to warm up, right?
That is correct. The only problem is my radio's up here in the cab where it's cold.
From the cab to the back.
I can, but if I'm going to talk on the radio, it's going to be cold.
Some of that heat would carry to the front.
That I close at night, so if somebody does break in the truck into the cab, they can't get in the back.
Understand.
Mayor of, you ain't going to get it easy.
A bit harder anyway, right?
Yeah. I'm going to make it as difficult as I can. I'm not going to make it easy for you. Decided to have that winter field day down there at Chad's place instead of up here at mine.
Pretty cold down there. I'm going to have to think about it.
Oh, he's got a little cabin set up there where you can go in. There's a big stove in there and you can stay good and warm.
My diverticulitis is acting up a little bit this morning. Out what I ate that might have caused it. I can't think because usually I'm pretty careful.
Gonna change the density, you know. something you usually eat that's affected you and caused it?
Corn or grits or a seed or something like that, but I don't remember.
Customers, he's in bad shape because of that right now.
Careful, you end up in the hospital and they end up taking a section out.
He got it last summer and didn't know, his first time he ever had it, and got an infection in his gut, and they had to cut him open and put him on a colostomy bag for about 6 months. They just reattached everything in December, and he's trying to get over that now.
Took about a foot out of my brother-in-law, and that, so far I've been pretty lucky. It hasn't put me in the hospital. Well, I've been to the emergency room to give me medicine, but it just hurts like the dickens for several days until you can pass.
I've never had it, and I hope I don't, but I know several people that have.
So fun. The problem is you already have those little pockets, and so when something gets in there, then it just keeps working it until it aggravates it and it gets infected, and then everything goes downhill after that.
One of those that once it happens one time, it's easier to happen again, and then it gets easier and easier each time.
I've been doing pretty good. It's been almost a year since I did it. If I pay attention and I understand what my nemesis are, you know, I can, you know, stay away from them. But I tell you what, anything corn-related, man, just kills me.
Surprising that it's just corn.
Corn and grits. It would be peanuts will do it, but walnuts and pecans don't, because they're a little bit softer, you know. And then there's, you know, sesame seeds and poppy seeds and little things like that that don't digest well.
Man, those things anyway. I'm not a bird.
Surprised in this day and age that they still do it.
The seeds on top of my hamburger buns. I don't want poppy seed rolls or anything like that. Now, I like me some bread, but you can keep the rest of that stuff off of it. Trouble with your radio this morning?
No, of what?
Some white noise on it, and I didn't know if that was you trying to key up the repeater and talk and couldn't get in.
Sitting here, is that any better?
That's better. Yes, sir. It's the vents and the AC, isn't it?
Yeah, I had it running out the AC vents in the front, and then I turned it down now. It's got it warm.
Oh, no. Go ahead and get warm. It was a different sound, and I'm like, something. He must be doing something different.
I got it turned down now and got it down on my feet. It was just all that extra blowing out the vents there. Go ahead. If you turn on the... It's got like a super defrost for the windshield. Man, if you turn that on, it's terrible.
It's like Andrew this morning. I was talking to him before I made the switch into the tool truck on my iCom. And then I get in here on the Kenwood, and he's like, man, it's just amazing the difference in the two of those, the how you sound on those two radios.
Well, that works out, isn't it?
For me, this radio is a little louder on the receive side than the iCom is, but it could just be location for that, you know, where they're at. But I don't notice any difference on how it sounds other than that.
Bring for an external speaker for mine, because it's just really, you know, it's really low and under the seat. If you got anything else on, you can't hardly hear.
This one where it's at is it's mounted right under the cup holder, literally underneath where nothing could spill on it, and it's bouncing off the floor right back up at the cab, and this cab's pretty small. You still like liking your little HD you got for Christmas?
Looking good. I like it. You know what I mean, Kay? Works out good carrying it when I walk the dog and everything, so I can't really complain about it.
Using the OEM rubber duck antenna?
Rubber duck on it, and it appears to work pretty good.
It worked pretty good. I put a 19-inch Nagoya on mine, and it does even better.
See what it'll do. I know I got a birthday coming up, so maybe I could do something like that.
If you want to try it out, I can let you borrow mine, see if it makes a difference for you first.
Do is get that connector from what is it, a SMA to a BNC?
And that's one thing I don't have on mine right now that I am looking to move that way. But the Nagoya BNC connectors antennas have been on back order for a while now, or at least the last time I looked. He's trying to get into the repair. The squelch and then letting go of the PTT.
Eat of nothing over here.
Something interfering with my radio. Feeling better? KO4HKX.
Pretty good. She was off yesterday and that she's got to work four in a row now, so we'll see. But she's been doing pretty good, so can't really complain about that. KN4TFW.
I know there's been a lot of people out of work with this stuff, and now they got a new variant out.
Mode. Thing it took, you know, tens of thousands of years from things to mutate, you know what I mean, from being a water animal to a land animal and different things like that, or to evolve or whatever, but it only takes a virus, you know, a month to just mutate to something different. If you believe that.
It's a pretty amazing thing, and I'm not so sure that I believe it's natural.
I don't believe that at all. You know, I know they engineered it and they threw it on us, and they need to find the sorry dogs that did it and just take them out and be done with them. If you think like that, just to, you know, well, we can depopulate the earth a little bit, and then we can make a bunch of money on supplies and that, and that's what we need to do.
For sick individuals, but everything points back to our government funding it to happen.
Oh, yeah, I fully believe it. Who's around so much, did you, you can't hardly keep track of it. You don't know where it goes.
KO4HKX. Well, it all goes back to our country is morally bankrupt and has no regard for human life or anything like that. And if it doesn't affect me, I don't care what it does to you. We've got no concern for a fellow man at all.
On that one.
Remember which one of our founding fathers it was that said that our country wouldn't stand once we got to that point, but how true they were when they said it.
It's probably some of the smartest people on the planet. They saw everything happening and that and tried to put a plan in place.
Did an awesome job of doing it until like say, man has become morally bankrupt and got away from our basic foundings.
County in California is trying to pass a law where if you own a firearm, you got to have liability insurance, and then you got to pay some kind of fees and that to help pay for all of the gun violence.
I heard about that yesterday too. I don't remember which one it was, but all you're doing is forcing law-abiding citizens to become criminals because the criminals don't care about your laws. They're not going to pay them any attention anyway.
If they're instead of slapping them on the hand and giving them, you know, free place to stay and everything and that, you need to just take them out and be done with them.
Too inhumane. We can't do that. Well, there's a punishment for your crime, and I believe in making the punishment fit the crime.
Not get out of that cage until your time's done.
To let them out, but it's for hard labor, not just sit around and do nothing.
To fix the road, right? Have a couple of guys out there with shotguns.
I'm at the Rockway and just give them a hammer here. Turn that boulder into gravel. The way we load is the expensive equipment that everybody's got to buy. And go back to manpower doing it, which is cheaper because you don't have all that investment in it. And let's get the job done. Paying these people to clean up the sides of the road and cut the grass? Nope. Here's your old sling blade. No weed eater, no gas power. There you go. Just old-fashioned muscle.
Humane, wouldn't it?
Be, but they'll get over it. He shouldn't have done the crime.
And if you wanted to depopulate the earth, you should just take out all those criminals and then be done with them, and you won't have to worry about it.
I'm not all about taking life. I'm thinking we ought to give a chance for rehabilitation, but it would come with a heavy consequence.
On that one.
I hear working that hard every day, earning a living, so there's no reason that a man that's committed a crime or a woman that's committed a crime and a felony that's in prison can't do the same. You're getting close to work by now, ain't you?
I'm 8 miles out from getting off, but I see there's also they're doing construction about 3 miles before I get off, so I think the right lane's closed.
A few minutes left. I was just getting close and see where you're at. I'm getting down here in your neck of the woods right now.
You're to that Strange Brothers, aren't you?
Yes, sir. That's my first stop this morning. I'm putting these visitors back to work like that. You can get rid of a lot of these state employees that are just laborers and put them back out into the workforce to where they have to find a job. And now you've killed two birds with one stone.
Definitely need a bunch more workers. I see there's all kinds of businesses moving in, but it ain't like you can find anybody.
Thing is everybody's got to quit worrying about what they can profit off of taking advantage of these guys and people. Like, you know, when you get a DUI, there's no buying your way out of it. You're going to have to do some time and physical consequences for that action. There's no, oh, I can hire a lawyer and get out of it.
Get it 2 or 3 times in a row, right?
Somebody, and then that's when they finally get upset enough to do something about it.
News where two 20-year-olds crossed over the center line and took out two late 70-year-old people, but I guess all of them got killed, but I guarantee you they were doing something they wasn't supposed to do in the car.
It's hard to say, and it's not for me to say until they figured it out, but more than likely, there was something going on.
They're worried about people talking on a cell phone, want you to do hands-free, and then you got this huge screen in the middle of the dash that's hard to navigate, and you know what I mean? You've got all these buttons and everything, you know. We just had one dial for the radio, and you could turn it without looking.
The old radios that had the push button on the front of them, you programmed the button the way you wanted it to go. There you go.
Safer.
Think about what it takes to change the heat now in a car. You got to flip like 10 screens on the big console there, and Then you got to figure out what temperature you want it at. How long did that take you eyes off the road?
In season or going anywhere, and that I don't drive that one enough to be used to it. I have to tell her and get her to do it because it's too distracted. Because the buttons are so low down through there, you know what I mean? You're way off looking off the road.
There's something else where the button location on some of their stuff is way down the console. It's completely covered up.
And you use one a minute because the window button is in the middle of the console.
They can remove the doors. KO4HKX. That connection when they have to take the doors off.
Yes, with any wiring.
Well, you're still going to have to, but it's less wiring.
The sign back away said that the right lane was closed, and now this sign up here, when I get close, says the left lane's closed.
Shift. What's going on with fuel and diesel prices? Normally, everything was cheaper over in Brea for diesel. It was quite a bit cheaper. This week, it went up 50 cents a gallon over there, and now it's cheaper over here in Greer than it is over there.
No sense. I know that the cheapest place for fuel this side of town is that QT that's across from the Lidl down there by Wayhampton High School.
Down that far, so it's out of my area. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
You get to 291, and that, but it's usually about 10 cents a gallon cheaper than anywhere else.
I'm down toward Lyman in that area, if I'm thinking correct.
No, headed past Taylor's, like you're going to Greenville, and you'll be almost in Greenville. There's a QT down there on the left.
Okay. Yeah, I don't go past Rutherford Road here, so it takes me a minute to think about where everything's at out there. I don't do it enough to be familiar with it.
More miles past there.
It's open, that's a good thing. Here about the same time they are, that's what they wanted, so we'll make it work.
Hope you have an awesome day. I'm about to pull down the road to the gate myself, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
And have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. And stay safe out there, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clipped.